Welcome to In the Raptors podcast, home of your fifth place Boston Celtics. I'm your host, Colin McIntyre, and I'm here with Roger Stone.
What's up, McIntosh? We're talking about some Celtics wins today, right?
Wins? Define wins?
They won, right? What?
I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want you to find out this like this, but since the All-Star break, they haven't won a game.
But didn't they play the Bulls? Bulls have like 15 wins, right? That should be an easy win, right?
Well, they have 16 now because they beat us by 10.
Wait, what?
They beat us 126 to 116.
Double digits?
The double digits.
To a 15 win team?
No, a 16 win team.
What?
I thought you knew.
No, I thought we won.
Nope, didn't win that game.
What about what? I was going to try to bring up another bad team, but we played two other good teams.
Yeah, well, I hate to bring it to you, but 0-4 out of the All-Star break.
Oh, yeah, we played the Bucks too.
Yeah, 0-4. Yeah, but before we get into anything, don't forget to follow us on social media, at In the Rafters Pod, on Twitter and Instagram, and check out the blog, intherafterspod.blogspot.com.
When we actually blog.
Well, it's a project for my college class, so I should probably get on that.
That's been a lacking area of ours.
Yeah.
But Twitter and Instagram.
I've been picking up that Instagram Slack. I know you
game has been fire. Yeah, it's hotter than a campfire on a nice Japan evening.
Sure. Definitely a lot hotter than the Celtics have been, as
that is
you
true.
Know, out of the All-Star break, we haven't won a single fucking game.
You know, the All-Star break came at a bad time.
it really did. We were fine. We were on a
defined nice fine.
Okay.
We were on one of our roller coaster rides up the hill.
Yeah, we're going up.
But now we've spiraled into
the biggest dip
deep
of the season.
Cavern of depression.
We're taking the biggest dip of the season. Yeah.
We're taking a bigger dip than a southern Alabama guy on a summer evening.
Chew. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I see you.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw to those folk from the south listening to it. But yeah.
What do you mean folk from the south? Well, you never know.
Never know. Well, I mean, we don't really have many folk listening to us anyway.
So. You know. Oh wait, that's different account. False alarm.
Anyway, yeah.
I rescind my you know.
Yeah. I know.
You know what happens.
I know. But I can't, like, emphatically talk about the four straight losses out of the All-Star break because I'm just in a state of crippling depression.
Okay. Here's where I stand on this whole four games. It's a 2-2 split for me.
Yeah.
The Bucks in the Trailblazers game, I'm not too mad about. Because we played well.
I'm more mad about the Trailblazers game than the Bucks game.
Yeah, but I mean Bucks we played a lot better than the Trailblazers game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if we're gonna love talk about the Bucks game, that we didn't play them hard enough. That's all I have to say. Like, we let them walk on us a lot. And the did I say Bucks? I meant Trailblazers.
Yeah, Trailblazers. I was kind of figuring you meant Trailblazers, but
yeah, I meant Trailblazers, but
I don't like to blame it on the refs, but I don't think they gave us some favorable calls.
They didn't even put us on the line at all, but
no, we had 6 free throw attempts.
We'll get into that.
we'll talk about it later.
Every time. But, four straight losses out of the break.
But with these four straight losses, getting into a next point, the post-game comments I haven't minded. There's one thing I didn't like.
What?
And that was Kyrie saying,
Marcus, is it we'll the be... Marcus one?
No. I didn't care about that one. This is just a personal standpoint. The Kyrie Irving, nobody can beat us in the playoffs because I'm here.
Yeah.
Me, I'm just not a big fan of cocky guys.
Yeah.
I like the confidence, but
I would have preferred him saying something more along like nobody can beat us in the playoffs because of the talent we have.
Yeah. Not
because I'm here.
Like, yeah. It was just like the quote started off good. Nobody can beat us in the playoffs, and then he had to drop that.
Yeah. Like I like that he's still confident saying like nobody can beat us in 7 games.
Yeah, like, which I sort of agree with.
I also
Warriors sort of, might be a problem. Yeah. Anybody on the Western in the West, like the top 4 Western teams could be a problem.
Yeah. Now come playoffs, I think like if we change up our lineup a little bit, then yes. Depending on who's hot at the time. But right now, like if the playoffs started tomorrow, if Marcus Morris is starting, I might as well over Jalen Brown.
With these last 20 or so games, I want to see, because we've basically clinched a playoff spot, I want to see Brad, not too much, but move around the lineup a little bit. Like, go back to that starting lineup you tried at the beginning of the year, which he did put in the Trailblazers game.
Yeah.
They played well. The Kyrie. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
No, the Kyrie, Jalen Brown.
A little insight to add for the upcoming game. Because with the upcoming game, this is a little preview for Friday or tomorrow when this comes out. Just a little heads up because Daniel Theis is listed as day to day. Huh?
Be today when it comes out.
Tomorrow. It'll be Friday. It's coming out tomorrow. We're recording on Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday is the day that comes out. They play on Friday.
Yeah, you said. We'll talk about it later.
What? Anyway, all I was going to say is that Daniel Theis is listed as day to day and Aaron Baines is still out, so Robert Williams may appear. That's all I had to say.
Yeah. Kind of jumping off the Robert Williams bandwagon for a little bit.
Why? Because he got absolutely cocked in that 1 minute of playtime last night.
Brad told him the play that was coming, too. You could hear him yelling the exact thing that was about to happen. And
he hasn't been on the court in forever. He hasn't been brainwashed.
That is true. I think they should. When Baines comes back, he should go back down to Maine. That's what I think.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'll have to go catch
a preview into the later talkings.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Big things.
If Robert Williams comes down to Maine, we will try to talk to him at least. Yeah. Either get him on the podcast or like just, you know, interview him and record it.
Yep.
Something along those lines, we'll try.
I'm all over that. The day I see that he's assigned to Maine, I'm hitting up the guy at the Red Claws like,
yo,
let's talk.
Time Lord. Need him. Because,
you know, might have talked to someone recently if you've been keeping up with us on the medias. We'll talk about it later.
What were we talking about?
The Kyrie comment. to the Kyrie comments. So I really like the nobody. After losing to the Bulls, so depressingly.
bold game to say that, but
It needed to be said. I just like that he didn't say anything about, like, he didn't make, like, call anyone out. Like, finally.
Yeah. Yes. I think the post-game comments have been getting better and better. Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's just no passive-aggressiveness.
Yeah. But based on that, can I, like, get Bleacher Report and ESPN fined for tampering with the Kyrie? Because they've been, like, posting stuff about, like, Celtics without Kyrie, Celtics with Kyrie, all this junk. And it's like, and like, they that, put, like, Kyrie got, like,
people too.
Kyrie got, like, all fired up in a, like, timeout last night when we were losing. Like, oh my God, a player gets mad when his team is losing when they should be winning. Oh my God. But then,
have
like,
you seen Tom Brady on the bench?
Like, there's, like, videos of him, like, in the game, like, joking around with his team, like, talking to his teammates, smiling, laughing.
Yeah, boo.
Him, like, him talking to Jaylen Brown and, like talking about, like, what he should have done, like, what things they could do better.
He was,
like, coaching. They never talk about that. They never, ever show that. It's like, you can only see that if you, like, look for it. I can't take it.
I think there's something in the locker room that definitely changed. Like, the walkthrough that they had before last night's game. The Trailblazers game, they
audibly clapped.
Yeah, they're all clapping.
I don't know how you can't audibly clap. Is it like you have to, like, lightly tap your hands? Like,
would you still make noises though? Maybe they just mean very loudly clapped.
Maybe it's the only thing I can see. It was so very interesting way to report it.
But I think something has changed in that locker room, and you're going to see it.
Yeah, I think on the tonight, because this comes out on Friday.
Yes.
The Wizards, I think we're going to see – I'd like to see a different lineup, and I think we're going to see a fired-up Celtics team.
Definitely. It's a game you got to win.
Mm-hmm. And I think –
before facing the Rockets.
Even though James Harden just dropped 58 points tonight, I think that when the Celtics host the Rockets, shit's gonna go down.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. I'm talking like somebody on the Celtics. I'm like, this is my hot prediction for the upcoming games because we have some fucking wild upcoming games. I'm gonna say that somebody who's not Kyrie is going to have a very nice game against one of these.
Marcus Smart.
And fire up the entire team. It could be Al. Could be Smart. Could be Jason. Could be Jalen.
That was Marcus Smart last night, though.
Except for that last point. Except for that three-point shot at the end.
We'll talk about that later. I have a comment about that.
Yeah.
Unpopular comment. Well, not unpopular, but not said enough comment.
Yeah. I know where you're going with it.
Yeah.
I have ripped on him a little too much for it because I think I'm going to stand with his stance. But we'll get into that. But, like, I think a lot of people are like, there's so much controversy on Kyrie being the leader that I think that someone else in the locker room needs to also show themselves as a leader. Instead of someone making comments.
Which I think Al is.
I think Al fills that role, but he's just not a very, like, vocal guy.
Well, yeah, that's true.
In the media. I think, like, I don't know.
I think he's probably taken a little bit more of the reins lately.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's why I just have this feeling that the locker room has changed. It might be Al. Yeah. I don't know. Might be meshing. Something's going on. Maybe they had a pancake breakfast.
Maybe. Okay, you know what? They need to take a book from the main Red Claws because I saw on their Instagram story, I think it was like Wednesday, that they played dodgeball as a team on the court. They were playing dodgeball. Full court, like basketball, at the Portland Expo. So, like, if that's not a way to get the team together, I don't know what is.
Who would win? Who would be like a dodgeball MVP on this Celtics team?
Dodgeball MVP on this Celtics. Marcus Smart. He couldn't.
Yeah, that's true.
That man would be like kung fu flipping.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say you'd be flipping away from every ball. Like, and
he would like throw the ball up in the air, do like some kung fu 360 like kick, and it would literally like level other people.
He'd dive across the floor just to catch a ball.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd have poor old Al Horford on his team. Al would be the worst dodgeball player.
I feel like any of our big guys would just be horrible. Like Aaron Baines, Daniel Theis.
Robert Williams would be good. Robert wouldn't even know what he's doing.
He'd go to block it and then be like, Robert, you're out. He'd be like, that not what Robert's supposed to do?
Poor Robbie.
Oh, God. Yeah, I feel like Kyrie would be like trying to be too tactical. He'd try to like, he'd be like doing like crossovers with the dodgeball.
Kyrie, we're supposed to throw it.
Tatum would be like, you know, like trying to figure out which app on his shoe makes him throw dodge faster.
No, he would have a really close shot at somebody. Like, oh, I can get him out easily. He'd take a few steps back, make it more difficult on himself, and then throw it.
Kyrie wouldn't do crossovers. He'd be like yelling out, ISO, ISO. he'd be like, Al, pick and roll.
Come here, Al.
Yeah. Which in the photo of Robert Williams, where is it Shemmy that's grabbing his junk?
I thought it was Yabu.
Was it Yabu? I can't remember. I think it was Yabu. If it was Yabu, Yabu should have followed Robert around, just holding him.
If Shemmy was grabbing his junk, he wouldn't have any more junk to talk about. He'd rip it right off.
Facts. Who am I forgetting? Marcus Morris would just be like throwing it from deep every time. As soon as he gets a ball, he'd be like, Pat. He'd be like, I'm open. They give him the ball. He just throws it and completely misses. Brad would just be in the back, like, trying to draw some, like, tactical play.
I feel like Hayward would just be sitting on the sidelines knitting.
Hayward,
I don't know why Hayward, knitting, but...
Hayward would be like, this is like Battle Royale.
Yeah, man!
It's like, he'd be like, I'm leaving the team kills. I mean, outs. You got, like, Robin Hayward in the background, like, honey...
Just chucking in his daughters.
Daddies. Always happy. Like, his daughters are on the team and he gets all three of them out. He's just daddies. Always.
I wanted a boy.
Oh my god. Who else on the team? Is there even anyone else left?
I feel like there's someone big we're forgetting about.
It probably is. Hold on, let me think.
Jaylen Brown. I don't think Jaylen Brown would do anything special.
Probably just try. Yeah, I don't know. He'd probably just be in the back, like giving motivational just... shit.
You're doing great, guys. There's somebody else. Rozier.
I'm Rozier. Rozier would just be like. Rozier would accidentally hand the ball to the other team.
See, I want to love Rozier. I want to.
I can't. I'm on the same thing as you. Like, I want to love him, but he's playing like absolute shit. I just can't take it right now. RJ Hunter would just appear and then disappear and then appear and then disappear, but never actually make an impact into the dodgeball game. Okay, if we're kidding. This isn't even in the notes.
We've dipped into the main system.
Okay.
Anyway,
I added this kind of randomly just because like I saw it online. I didn't watch the Raptors game because I had soccer. But Brad Stevens getting caught swearing on TV is fucking hilarious. You know, he said that's the first time he's ever swore.
No.
I know. He said it's the first time he's ever said the. He's ever said fuck. That's what he said.
Like in his life?
Yeah, I think he meant his life. I don't believe that.
I don't at all.
I feel like he's definitely ripped the boys to shreds in the locker room.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, yeah. The Bulls game.
And they're just sitting there trying not to cry.
And then Kyrie's like, no one's beating us in seven. Not as long as I'm here. Yeah, no, Brad getting caught saying fuck. Was that after Tatum got attacked?
Yeah.
When did he get attacked?
What was it? Something happened. I want to say, I can't remember, but all he did was wave his arm at the ref. That was it, like, nah. And they teed him up right away for that.
Wow. I hate refs like that.
And Brad was like, it's one thing if he throws an air punch, but he just waved at him. Everybody saw it. You know the rest. Everybody knows the rest. You see, I was watching the TNT broadcast for that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very confused when people were like, oh my God, Brad just swore. And I was like, what? He swore? Yeah, it was on the NBC Sports broadcast, which I didn't know they had.
They had that? Really?
Yeah, because usually when it's TNT, they don't have NBC Sports.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my God.
So I missed it live, but
yeah. Now, kind of rolling into the next topic because main Red Carlos related. Just to kind of transition. When I was at the Red Claws game, I was in the second row and I could hear everything said between the coaches and the like players and the refs. It was fucking hilarious. One of the Red Claws coach got pissed because the ref made a horrible call. And the ref's like, look, we could talk, but not like this. Not like this. And then, like, he just, like, ignored the coach. I was like,
what?
They should
mic up refs. I feel like they do sometimes.
I think they do sometimes. But...
like, when they mic'd up that umpire. That was great.
Yeah.
Should do it to refs.
I should. But, oh, God, that was cool. But anyway, Man Red Claws related.
Yes. Did they win that game?
Yeah, they did. They did win that game.
I stopped watching.
It was 121-13. I'm spot on.
121-13. Wow, that's a blowout. What the 120. Play? The Girl Scouts?
121-113. My bad. But yeah, so I got to interview PJ Dozier. Pregame.
Is it Dozier or Dozier? Because it's Rozier.
It's Dozier. It is Dozier.
That's disappointing.
Well,
why can't we have some consistency?
I'll have to ask about that next time. But yeah, so I got to interview him. I'm going to link some or cut some clips and throw a bit of the podcast, and you'll be hearing them now.
So I got like 7 questions. To start off, last game you hit the game-winning shot in the final seconds, end of the game with incredible stat line, 20 points, 18 rebounds, 6 assists. Can you talk about what was going through your head on the final play and the confidence you had taking that shot?
You know, that's what those players play for. You know, to hit big time shots like that. Just really needed it to go in. You know, that's all I was focused on. You know, just winning the game. The team played great all the way up to that point, and you know, we just needed that. And one more bucket, so I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to be able to take that shot.
Mm-hmm. And coming into this game, you're facing a former teammate, Walter Lemon Jr., who plays for the Windy City Bulls. Can you talk about your relationship with him and like what the matchup means to you on the court?
Oh, it's great, man. You know, me and Walt, you know, ever since we met each other, you know, actually a couple years ago, you know, playing against each other, he's a great player, you know, and I tell him that all the time. So, you know, we're gonna look forward to this, you know, matchup with us and you know, his team, so... It's going to be fun. You know, I know he's going to go out there and do what he needs to do for his team to win. And, you know, we're going to try to prevent that from happening, so.
Right. Yeah, and more personally for you, so you wear the number 50 when you play up for the Celtics, but obviously in Oklahoma and here you wear 35 to honor Reggie Lewis. Have you spoke to anyone in the organization about that possibly happening? I know the numbers are tired.
Yeah. So. No, I haven't spoke to anybody about it. You know, those guys work so hard, you know, on you know, their careers and, You know, having their number retired is a huge privilege. You know, and I don't want to knock anything. You know, any of his accomplishments. You know, he did a great job. You know, and what he's been doing, and you know, I'm just blessed to be able to say that I'm related to him. Period. You know, that's enough for me. So you know, just honoring him and knowing that, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm doing it. That's enough for me.
Yeah. And you were recently named to the All NBA G League team, which is the equivalent of what used to be the All-Star team. How much does it mean to be recognized as, you know, one of the best in the G League, and do you wish they continue the All-Star game itself?
You know, it's an honor for sure. You know, people kind of undermine this league. You know, it's a great league with great players. You know, we've seen that through the past years, you know, getting call-ups and guys, you know, going to the league and having a huge impact on those teams as well. So, you know, it's a huge honor for me, a huge accomplishment. For myself, but you know, couldn't do it without my teammates, you know, my coaching staff. So you know, I just thank them for allowing me to, you know, get put in the place to accomplish something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you know, being a two-way player, you and yourself have like watched a lot of guys bounce up and down from the Celtics to the Red Claws. Can you speak about the transition of, you know, playing in Portland to suiting up in the TD Garden and putting on that Celtics uniform?
It's just a, you know, bigger stage. You know, at the end of the day, it's the same game. You know, same game of basketball. You know, with the same goals and you know, same desire to win the game. So you know, just it being on a bigger platform, bigger stage, you know, that's what we all dream about playing on. You know, so it's definitely a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to go up with those guys, you know, with a great organization, and you know, play for them, you know, as well as here. So
that's awesome. This is your second year in the G League. You've been putting up some incredible numbers this year. What do you attribute to your successes this season, and you know, how much does that translate to the idea of moving up in the organization?
You know, just, you know, being dedicated to the game, you know, night in, night out, you know, putting in the work and, you know, ultimately seeing the results and, you know, being able to have personal goals and accomplishments, you know, happen, you know, keeps you to continue to drive, you know, but, you know, all the coaching staff and all the teammates that I've played with in the past, you know, they have, you know, got me here, you know, and of course, you know, all grace to God, you know, just being able to have the opportunities to have the two ways and, you know, continue to strive for my goals.
Awesome. And final question. As a team, you're coming up with fifth place, Windy City Bulls, who beat you by 1 point the last time you guys faced them. How much does the outcome of that last game drive your motivation as a player and for the team itself?
You know, it's a huge, huge drive for us. You know, at the end of the day, you know, each game is a winnable game for us, you know, and we feel like we could beat anybody. You know, so that's what we're going to go out there and do. You know, no game is more important than the next. So, you know, we kind of have that same mindset each game, night in and night out, to go out there and do what we have to do to come out with a win.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me, man.
Thank you.
Have a great game.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, PJ. You know,
back. Ooh, we're back.
Yeah, now we're back. But, yeah, I got to speak with PJ. It was pretty awesome. He was a very, very humble guy. Pretty fucking – the kid's a baller. I'm not going to lie. Like, he's pretty damn good at basketball. He's pretty – he's a very, like, compared to the other guys, like, any NBA player I've seen, he's just very chill. Like, he for pregame warm-ups, he was just kind of doing his thing. They had a 40-minute delay because there was a water leak from the ceiling. And PJ Toter and, like, two other guys with the Red Claws just had basketballs, sat down, not where the, like, bench is, but, like, where the fans would sit. And just started pulling up from, like, deep, sitting down in the chairs. And then, like, and occasionally, like, a kid would walk by and they'd sign an autograph. And I was like, if this isn't, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, if you guys want to, like, watch a fun team, make a tour. But just watch the main Red Claws. Like, Celtics.
When their roof is not leaking.
Yeah, when their roof isn't leaking. But, yeah, so that also will lead into our new segment that we're going to try to implement. Because, you know, we're from Maine. G League doesn't get a lot of attention.
We're Maine, so that guy.
We're gonna do the Red Claws recap. You know, it's a new thing.
Gotta be honest. Obviously, don't know much about them.
Well, luckily for you, I kind of do. So, we're basically just gonna kind of talk about the games, like how they're doing, who's standing out. Like, the only game they've played that we can talk about is the one I went to, which was the against the Windy City Bulls. They won 121-113. RJ Hunter. One
Celtics team can beat a Bulls team.
Yeah. RJ Hunter had almost a triple-double. 24.
He was
9 rebounds, I guess it is. He was
wet from 3.
Wet. I was watching him warm up pregame. That boy can hit a 3-point shot. Oh my god. Like the entire warm up.
Seemed too easy for him.
He's just knocking them down. Dozier had 16 points and 9 assists, 9 rebounds, if I recall correctly. But the leading scorer was Archie Goodwin. He had 27 points.
Archie.
Honestly, not gonna lie, I hadn't heard of him before the game, but the kid, he went off. He had a great game. I know today, when this comes out, they play at 7. All their games are on Facebook Live. So for Celtics fans, all their games are on Facebook Live or ESPN Plus. But obviously, Facebook Live is easier. But
cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, that's our short segment, the Red Claw recap. For
now. They did go up against former Red Claw, Walter Lemon Jr.
Yeah, Walter Lemon Jr. He balled.
Walter.
Balled out. But yeah, if you want to, read more about PJ Dozier, you can check out my article at primetimesportstalk.com. It's, it's on my Instagram. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter.
Don't worry, they actually posted this.
No comment. I'm only here, so I won't get fined.
Anywho,
let's get into the depressing part.
Oh, recaps. Now we talk about the games.
Celtics Bulls.
Woohoo!
Celtics Raptors.
Celtics Trailblazers. And so who are we playing today?
all right, Celtics Bulls. That hurt to watch. I know you said that you didn't get a chance to watch, but
yeah, I can't remember what I was doing, but I was doing something.
I'll be at work, but
who knows?
Not gonna lie, first quarter, I thought we were fine. First quarter, we outscored them 33-28. I was like, all right, they're coming back a little bit, but it's the Celtics, so we'll probably pull ahead at some point and it'll be fine. But then the second quarter happened, and these motherfuckers scored double of what we did and absolutely sauced all over us, aka Zach LaVine and Lauri Markkanen, because Zach LaVine was like, let me just drop a career high on you. Same with Lauri Markkanen, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We let them. They got so comfortable. We let them get weighed. Brad talked about it. We let them get extremely comfortable in the game, which we should not have. It was all around just a really poor performance defensively. The Kyrie didn't play well until the end of the game, which is kind of turning into a habit as of late for Kyrie.
He's been pretty cold.
As a team, we've been cold. The starting lineup didn't really do that great. The bench was absolute trash, except for Jalen. Jalen was fine. Rozier was a big yikes. Big old yikes.
But that's why people are getting on Rozier.
It was not very good.
The rest of the season as well.
That game was just... It was hard. It was very hard to watch. I mean, in the end, we kind of slowly put ourselves back into it, but it was just was not enough in any capacity. I can't.
Yeah.
It was. It's just something to talk about this game, but
not a lot of people like that game. Unless you're a Bulls fan.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was hard to watch. It made us 0-2 out of the break, and I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, 15-win team should be beating them. We tend to play down the teams, though. So, hey, we aren't going to see them in the playoffs, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. But that's that depressing game. Let's move into the next one.
Oh, yeah.
I did not watch this game because I had soccer, so take it away.
Well, I didn't watch the fourth quarter because I got pissed off. So, basically, first quarter, I was like, okay, we're up by two. Defense was non-existent, but it was non-existent on both ends, pretty much. We gave up 30 points in the first quarter, like we usually do. But offense was clicking. We had some nice defensive plays. And we just looked solid as a team. Then the second quarter rolled around. And Celtics don't like to play the second quarter. Mm-hmm. I would like to email Adam Silver, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to email Adam Silver, ask him, can we make basketball a three-quarter game and skip the second quarter? Just be like first, third, fourth.
Can we skip the third? Let's just play college rules.
Because we don't really play well with third either. Yeah, just two halves. So,
Kyrie was shit.
Usually you don't play well. Well, you don't have you aren't going to win if you score 13 points in the second quarter. But you're also not going to win if you give up 36 points in the second quarter. After that happened, I was like, okay, game's over. Goodbye. Yeah. We didn't look like we were a team, which has happened a lot this year.
This has been depressing all season.
Yeah. Trailblazers game, we'll talk about it later. Looks different, which is why I'm feeling optimistic. But, yeah, we look like booty cheeks. By the way, we haven't won in Toronto since, like, 2013. Like, a regular season game.
Yeah, we don't do well.
So,
isn't Brad Stevens' record in Toronto, like, 1-11?
Probably.
It's something like that. Like, he just hasn't.
So, let's stay in the United States of America, please.
Yeah, we don't do well in another country.
No, let's stay. Let's stay here. It's warm.
Yeah. It's not warm here.
That's true. But
not warm here. I mean, when Marcus Morris is our leading scorer with 17 points, that's when you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyrie didn't look good.
Kyrie was like, shit. 7 points. This is worst of the season. That probably is his worst since, like, for like years. I wouldn't be surprised if, like,
it was just a bad game, you know?
Yeah. And then
just a bad one.
And then there's last night against the Trailblazers.
This one's the most optimistic out of these three.
I still don't know. We just didn't play with intensity.
One guy did, Marcus Smart.
Yeah, but like that. I knew the moment at the end of the first half when we scored it was a great score. Like, we were coming back, we were putting pressure on them. And then we just let Lillard just sprint down the court and score on the buzzer.
That made me mad.
Like, sitting there like, this is how we're going to play. We're not going to win this game.
Yeah.
And, we really pushed for it in the end. I honestly thought we had it.
Started to creep in.
I'm still throwing some blame at that shot by Marcus Smart, but I understand the idea of the shot. I just don't think in that moment, with the way the refs have been going the whole game.
Yeah, that's true.
That it was a good idea. I just don't think it was a good idea. For context.
Like he got fouled, but I didn't see any close-up or anything.
Yeah.
But context, just the way his body reacted.
After the game, Marcus said that the reason he took the shot was that he was trying to draw a foul, and that the shot, it was a dumb-ass shot. Marcus.
If you think you're going to get a foul, go for it. But
yeah.
You never know. You never know with the refs.
I wouldn't have gone for that unless it was, like, a blatant, like, you know you're about to get fucking, like, level. But just because with the way the momentum was going, we were in transition. Like, you got to go for the, like, you got to go for the safe bucket, in my opinion. But I'm not mad at Marcus because he's what willed us back into that game in the end. Like, his defense.
Oh, easily. He gave so much energy in the, I lost my train of thought. In the end of the game.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But no, the reason I'm more optimistic about the Trailblazers game is we looked more like a team. We moved the ball around a good amount. We were driving to the hoop. We were trying to draw fouls, which the refs didn't want to give us jack squat, especially Tatum. Jason Tatum must have done something to them, but
yeah.
I just
didn't want to hate him.
It wasn't all the refs' fault. We did the turnovers killed us. That's what killed us in that game.
The amount of times they took the ball, they played with a very high level of intensity. Yeah. Honestly, the entire game, like even when the commentators were talking, like on ESPN, like they were talking about like how in the locker room, like they're talking about how after last year when like the Trailblazers got swept, like Lillard and McCollum, like you know they kind of like they stepped up as in leadership, like. They didn't put it on the like team. They didn't put it on like specific people. They put it on the team as a whole. But they themselves also took it as like, you know, this is on us. Like, but as a team, we need to get better.
Yeah.
And like, you could see on the court the entire game. Like every time somebody made a mistake or like something happened, like those two guys were always there, and they were talking about it the entire game. And the entire time, I was just like. Like, they really got to throw the locker room leadership talk at us.
Come on, man.
Like, their point guard is literally the perfect example of what a leader should be. Not saying Kyrie isn't a leader, because I think the media blows him way out of proportion on, like, what he does for the team.
I think he's done well. Beginning of the season, he was learning, obviously, and...
Yeah.
He did make some mistakes, but I think he's done well now.
The biggest thing I'm worried about with Kyrie's leadership is that his leadership style is way too similar to LeBron James' leadership style.
Yeah.
And I know, like, obviously there's correlation there because Kyrie was under that leadership style for quite some time. But I don't know if it's just me. But I'm seeing a lot of similarities between the way they lead. I don't know if that's just me.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. I was looking at the 2-minute report. I was trying to see if Marcus Smart did indeed get fouled, but it might not have happened. I don't know what happened in the game.
I think it was under 2 minutes.
Thoughts for the young. I don't know.
Oh, this might be it. Yeah, I think this is it.
I mean, Kyrie balled out last night. He played well.
Yeah.
31.
Okay, yeah. So they determined it was a legal guarding position.
Yeah. It was a frustrating game all around. We let their kind of like no-name guys walk on us.
Offensive rebounding, another problem in that game.
Rebounding in general?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I felt like the ball had butter on it or something.
Yeah, I know. There was so many shots that were back-rimming last night, too. It was so frustrating. Like, the amount of time, like, there were a lot of Tatum shots that were, like, running in and out. And I was like,
And Marcus Morris, he couldn't hit him. Couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
0-for-6 from 3.
Yeah. He did make one, but they called Horford on the charge.
Oh, yeah. That was such a... I don't agree with that call.
No, not at all. So I was watching the NBC Sports broadcast. Tommy. I love Tommy.
I always forget that they do that when ESPN does it.
I forgot, but I saw a tweet that said, hey, NBC Sports Boston. He was saying... that if you are in the air and the guy moves to set to take a to draw a charge on you, it shouldn't be a charge. No. What are you supposed to do? You're in the air.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
It was a horrible call.
There are a lot of calls I didn't really agree with.
Yeah, that game, the officiating in that game wasn't great. But yeah, I mean, I thought Jaylen Brown had a good game. Statistically, I mean, he had a double-double, 10 rebounds, 10 points, 10 rebounds. But I don't know, it's just...
Hayward needs to get more touches.
Yeah, he does.
He only had three shots that game.
1 for 3.
Yeah. You need to see more out of him. Not, it wasn't his fault. I just
need
to see him touch the ball more.
Yeah, it's just... And then I will say, like, there were a couple times that game where Kyrie was driving to the rim and taking some...
Yeah,
there's
some questionable decision-making there.
Like, there was one place in particular. Kyrie, on a pick-and-roll, got the ball back, had Nurkic on him. Did some handles.
Yeah.
Faked a step back. Wide open three. Nurkic was still trying to figure out where his feet were.
Yep.
And then he drove inside and got fucking like cucked because their interior defense was like ready.
Like, okay, Kyrie's got the ball. He's coming towards us. Let's try to stop it.
They're like, oh boy, Nurkic on Kyrie. Let's put three boys in the paint.
Yeah, let's get ready.
And like, he completely missed the shot. Like, I love Kyrie, obviously, and like, I'm not saying like that one thing was on him, but all around as a team, I think we need to look for better looks and capitalize on our good looks. There were so many times last night where we would get like great look, miss, offensive rebound, kick it out, miss. Like, you gotta hit the shots.
Since the All-Star break, our shooting has not been what it was before.
Our offense is killing our defense.
Yeah. I think if we can just find a shot, we'll bounce back.
Yeah. If you want to look ahead into the...
Heck yeah. It's always good to look into the future. Yeah. Imagine a bright future for yourself. Speak it into existence. We're going 4-0 over these next four games.
I'm going to... After these next four games, depending on how we do, if we don't, I'm going to, like, cut the audio from that and put it on our social media just for that.
Speak it into existence.
I mean, I hope we do. I hope we do. But, so tonight...
Even if we do, you should...
I will. But
we're gonna beat the Wizards. We're going to beat the Rockets. We're going to beat the Warriors. We're going to beat the Kings. Speak it into existence.
You know what? Before we do anything, if we intentionally lose against the Warriors... Like, put out the red claws just to absolutely fuck the Kings. I'm there for it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Get that better draft pick, baby. Get that better draft.
Yeah.
Zion, here we come now.
I never root for injury, but Marvin Bagley went down last night.
Yeah.
Not rooting for it, but helps us.
I've seen a lot of people on the injury. Because, like, have you seen, like, the video?
Yeah.
So, when he goes down, like, he holds the leg that didn't connect with the person, and a lot of people are like, he flopped because of that. Like, if you look at the leg that didn't connect with the person, that shit is not bent the right way.
Actually, have they said officially what it is? You know what? We'll talk about this later once we get to the Kings game.
Yeah, but we got the Wizards. They don't have John Wall, right? Like, who do they?
No, remember he fell in his house.
Yeah, after he got his bag. Is Dwight Howard back?
I doubt it. He's been... I feel like if Dwight Howard was back, memes would be flying.
I mean, Bradley Beal's been putting the team on his back, but...
Yeah, but one man can't beat this great Celtics team.
I don't know.
We'll see. They
have Jeff Green. Oh God.
We should.
Friday
versus Thunder.
No Dwight Howard.
Don't know how old this is.
Wait, what? It
says set to debut Friday.
Who?
Dwight Howard.
Against us?
Oh no! This was way back. They're talking about the Wizards being 1-6, so this is earlier in the year.
Yeah. Kind of a while ago. But yeah, I mean, if there's any game to get our shit together, it would be that game.
It would be.
Kind of neat.
And I sure hope we do, but you never know with this team.
Yeah, and then...
I hope Brad puts out a new starting five. I don't want him to change it like too much, because obviously we need the consistency and bonds to develop going into the playoffs, but I want to just see a change. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but it's broke.
Yeah. Wizards just won their first game in, like, forever against the Nets last night. They haven't won since, like, earlier this month, and, like, I'm talking, like, the 9th of February.
We lost to the Bulls, so.
They beat, that was the last time they'd won against the Bulls. So.
Well, at least they just beat
the Nets. Yeah, I think that Kyrie is going to be really mad, and he's just going to feast this game.
Rest him,
yeah. I mean, you have two big games. I feel like he won't play as much as he has been.
Yeah, because Rozier is probable, so I think we'll see a lot of Terry and Brad. I hope.
I was so pissed Brad didn't play last night.
I wasn't too mad. I like the 8-man rotation just to kind of, like I said, get ready for the playoffs. Because you aren't going to see Brad in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know, but he plays so well. Like, he's so, he does. When he's on the court, he does a lot for us. He's a very underrated, like, finisher. And, like, he creates space very well on his shots.
Yeah,
from what I've seen.
He does well. He's like a Shane Larkin.
But better.
Yeah.
If he takes a man's ankles, he'd probably make the shot.
Yeah, I hope so.
We're back when we saw that live.
Disappointment.
Yeah, and then Sunday we host the Houston Rockets, aka James Harden. And
Sunday matinee.
Yeah, 3:30 p.m. Interesting.
Well, I did say we're going 4-0, so yeah, we're gonna beat them.
Yeah, we're gonna beat them.
It depends on
James Harden's gonna foul out.
Yeah. Okay. The refs. You think they're gonna?
Oh, didn't LeBron get him to foul out recently?
Yeah, that's how we just beat him.
But now Marcus Smart's gonna draw 6 charges.
I hope so.
In the first quarter.
Oh, that'd be great. No James Harden, no team.
Yeah, I mean, they still.
Even though they didn't, they just beat the Warriors without James Harden. Yeah, they did.
Without?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he didn't play that game. What the fuck?
Yeah, they. What did they do?
He was sick.
I think. Oh yeah.
They went off. Yeah. Okay, so I'm worried for this game.
Brad likes to shut down their biggest guy and let everybody else kind of do this.
Last time we played against them, Capella was kind of like cucking us though.
Yeah, I don't think Capella's back yet.
He is.
Oh. Darn it.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Baines will be back for that game, so that sucks.
Yeah.
But Baines might be back for the Warriors game. They said in a week, and he'll probably be ready for the West Coast trip that starts with the Warriors.
I need him back.
And
bring baby back to me.
I said this the first time we played the Warriors, and I'm going to say it again. Our bench needs to show up. Yeah. That's the only way you can beat the Warriors, is match them with their starting five, and then your bench has to be better than theirs, because they don't have too much depth. Right. They don't have the depth we have.
Yeah. But with the Warriors, you know, we play them Tuesday. Another very, very, very worrying game. We go to them. We do not host them.
It's a wonderful 10 o'clock game.
Yeah, 10:30 p.m.
Yay!
10:30. Aw.
And then see you next day.
Yeah, same. Wonderful. I'll probably fall asleep during that game. Not gonna lie.
Actually, oh no.
What?
I might have a test on my 8 a.m. class that day.
Alright, you know what? I'll take one for the team for you. You don't have to watch it. I'll watch the other
game. I know, I gotta watch it. It's Celtics Warriors.
I know, but if you fall asleep, I got you.
I'll be awake. I'll...
Wait, no, I don't got you. Okay. Wait, is that 10:30?
I'll watch it.
Okay, and no, my soccer game's at 8. I thought it was at 9. I thought it was at 9. My soccer game's at 8. I'll be back in time. That's actually low key clutch. But yeah.
It won't feel clutch in the morning.
Yeah, no, it won't. But yeah, game plan for this, play the main Red Claws against the Warriors, make them travel, you know, give them a nice trip to go to the Golden State. And then the Celtics team will be practicing in Sacramento, getting ready to absolutely smack the team that we own their draft pick.
Yeah, and currently it's in the lottery. I think.
Is it? I thought they were in the...
I think they just dropped.
They dropped out of the playoffs. Yeah, they're not. They're 31. Lakers, pick it up.
Yeah, this is the only time room for the Lakers. Pick it
up. Mavericks, pick it up. Don't drop too far, though, because then the Sixers get it, right?
Mavericks?
Yeah. No. The Kings pick. Don't the Sixers get it if it's like one?
Only if it's the first.
Only if it's the first? Okay. We'll drop so far.
We're okay there.
I didn't realize that the Suns are already out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. 12 Suns and what's the other?
Knicks.
Cleveland and Knicks, yeah.
They're not eliminated yet, though.
Cleveland's bad at tanking. I mean, come on. You had the first. I mean, they still might have it. Lottery does weird things sometimes.
Yeah. Would be interesting.
It would.
yeah. And then Wednesday night, another 10 p.m. game against the Kings.
That's 10 p.m. too.
Yeah, back-to-back days.
This West Coast trip is going to kill me.
Yeah, it is. Holy shit. Saturday is 8:30, and then the Monday after that is 10:30. But we'll be talking about the games
next episode. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Be tough. It's okay. We host the Kings when we come back on the first game back.
Yo, I don't care. I still gotta stay up till midnight.
It's okay, we don't go on like any wild West Coast trips after that, I think. We don't have any late
in the finals.
All right, Jason Tatum, I see you.
If I'm dead by next week, y'all will know why.
Yeah.
The West Coast sucks.
Yeah.
That's right, I said it.
I have to go write 2 articles. Procrastination at peak. You got anything else to add? As you make loud noises with your water bottle.
I'm closing my water bottle just like I'm closing the chapter on this podcast. Because you know what? We're closing the chapter of the struggling Celtics. And we're opening the chapter of the team that meshes together perfectly and plays well and has good ball movement. Like we saw it for like a minute in the Raptors game. Great defense like we saw in the Trailblazers game towards the end. But for all 48 minutes, we'll see a beautiful Celtics team go 4-0 on this stretch.
What an inspiring speech from Rotterstone. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That about wraps it up. We out.
Thank you, guys.